Fire Service says a record high number of people died in the province last year from illicit drugs. The total was more than 2,500. Tanya Fletcher has more.
It's totally overwhelming.
Kathy Armstrong is a peer counselor with Families for Addiction Recovery Canada. While her son is sober now, she says the trauma of addiction is wide-ranging and extends to families as well.
The coping that is required to try to keep up with your job and your responsibilities at home, your community responsibilities when you're in this, is overwhelming.
We've been living this nightmare for almost 8 years now.
Dr. Paxton Bach is an addiction medicine physician at St. Paul's Hospital and co-medical director at BC's Center on Substance Use.
The scale response has not been sufficient because the numbers don't lie. I think that the urgency hasn't been there.
He says the province needs to take a closer look at the upstream drivers of substance use.
Things like poverty and mental health and racism and homelessness and chronic pain and all of those things that we know are associated with substance use and overdose risk that we still haven't really started to meaningfully address.
2023 marked BC's highest yearly number of illicit drug deaths on record. Tanya Fletcher, CBC News, Vancouver.